Yo, VIP, let's kick it. Welcome to the Cannon Show. Welcome to the Cannon Show. I used to feel so sad and blue. The Cannon Show. Welcome to the Cannon Show. Grab your guitar, get ready to go. Hair gel, big ring, Sebastian Bach. Hee hee, it's time to rock. Might as well jump.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me tonight, Kevin is ill. We'll get back to that in just a moment. Joining me tonight, I'm going to go left to right around the room. Left to the left of me, I have Corey Jordan.
Cock and balls.
And across from Corey, or actually directly across from me, is Dan-tastic.
Hello, Chad. Would you like a cup of tea?
Is that your? Is that what you're going with? Really?
I'm still trying to figure it out. Right. Yeah. I rehearsed it all the way here.
That was good. I liked it.
That was good.
Sure. Yeah. And then to my immediate right, joining me tonight is James W. Kelly. So how you doing, Jamie?
Do rear.
Oh yeah, do the humpty hump, man. All right, I'm ready to get busy in a Burger King bathroom.
It's as am I. Are there any among us who are not?
I don't know, man.
Well, I'm old and have been married a long time, so not so much for me. Well, I've had my Burger King bathroom time. It's over now. Yeah, see, for me, it's just Christmas trees in my own bedroom. That's,
all right.
That's about it.
I'm going to use these headphones here so I can really pay attention
to you guys.
For me, I think
it was Sunglass Hut. Then we accidentally locked ourselves in and had to call security to let us out.
Weren't you guys getting busy in the Sunglass Hut? Is that
I'm
what you're saying?
I'm not going to.
Come on.
Not going to dignify that with an answer?
No,
wink,
he's not
wink.
Going to give the
yes.
fodder.
Nice.
The glove fits.
Hey.
I was going to ask if you're going from your left or my left, and then I realized we're sitting in a circle.
Yeah, we're in a big circle tonight.
A ridiculous question.
So not stage left.
Yeah, I've set the room up really big. I compared to what we normally do around a table, everybody feels so far away from me.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't molest Corey.
We've got enough room here for two I'm not gay seats.
Yeah, I can't molest Corey and talk at the same time.
So, Dan, I was listening to this other podcast called the Forcecast.
Oh, you listened to the Forcecast, huh?
I did, because you told me to. And I noticed that you had gotten an email. You had sent them a message, and they read it online about Games for Troops. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Games for Troops was actually on just before Fanboys director Kyle Newman. It was
right before the Kyle
right
Newman
before
thing.
Kyle Newman,
oh,
yeah.
Awesome. So, and they didn't talk about putting Jews in the boxes, I'm guessing.
No.
No, I think it was chopped up Stormtroopers or something.
Stormtroopers. That's a Can Man exclusive.
That is, yeah.
No, I know what it was. It was
the Forcecast, for those people who might have talked about it a little bit. Forcecast is the unofficial yet sort of official.
It's about as official a Star Wars podcast
as out there. Yeah. These guys have the force.net, which is also where you can find one of the movies I was in.
Yeah.
You can find the formula there under their fan films that Chris Handel directed and L. Stephen Phelan. Nice. Sweet Stevie P for those of you who have slept with him. That know him. The formula. You should check that out because I was in it. I played Boba Fett. Imagine that.
imagine that.
They also have all the fan or the Force podcast. There's more than one I see, but they have mostly just the Force cast, though.
Yeah.
So that's cool, man.
Yeah, nice. If you're a Star Wars fan, the Force cast is the one to listen to.
It's very cool.
And I'm actually working on getting a brief mention on Star Wars Action News as well.
Sweet.
One of the next biggest Star Wars podcasts for Star Wars collectors.
So, sweet. You know, maybe they'll listen to our show now if they go to your website.
That's what I'm hoping
for. Sponsored by the Can Man Show.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, welcome, Star Wars fans. We are one of you.
We are. We are
very much part of the family.
And for those of you who like Trek, just turn off the show.
No. I'm also a Trekkie or Trekker, depending on. I myself call myself a Trekkie.
That's just derogatory.
So what you're saying is you're a cross.
I like Star Trek and Star Wars, but
you're
not quite equally.
Platform fan.
I am a cross platform fan. I like my sci-fi all flavors.
Do you know what would have happened if the two universes clashed? The Enterprise would have to go and take care of Boba Fett because they could not allow a ship named Slave One to exist in the universe.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. So, yeah, I mean, if you look, however, if you look around the basement, predominantly Star Wars.
Little Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
And Cylon action over there.
Yeah, I
trying to find
Cylon.
Star Trek. Is there any Star
I don't have
Trek?
Any Star Trek
not
stuff down
Cylon.
Here.
Not just Cylon. Classic Cylon.
Yeah, I've got the classic Cylon.
1978 Cylon.
Yeah.
That's you know, back when it was day. Camp.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
When it was, you know, cool when we were kids. So, this week, I on Friday, I turned 37. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Happy
the
birthday.
Room went dead.
No. I didn't realize it was almost your birthday.
Yeah, it's
we should get you a
Friday.
Pinata for your birthday.
Viva Pinata.
Yeah, that's exactly what I don't want.
But wait, I'm 37. I'm not old.
No, but last night I spent the night in the hospital with Zachary, who thought we thought he was having an appendix attack.
Oh.
It turns out he just
drank some bad blue pop.
No, he didn't drink any bad blue pop, but he I don't know. They don't know what's wrong with him. He had elevated white blood cell count,
he's probably
low
got a,
potassium.
Okay, this is going to sound like medicine talk, but yeah, he's probably got an infectious cyst floating around in his intestines right now.
He's probably got something going on.
That's probably what it is.
But
and he'll never find it, and he'll pass it and never even know.
He didn't throw up until he got into the hospital. I think most of that was nerves.
Yeah.
You know, he did that. He was really nervous about getting an IV. They gave him IV fluids and something for nausea. And after that, he turned into a totally different person. He was he was really in pain. He said it was like on a scale of 1 to 10, like a 7. It was really hurting. And but it wasn't localized to one side. It was all the way across his abdomen. So ended up spending the whole night there. And, I'm like, I can't believe I've got a 18-year-old son. You know, who's I just spent the night in the hospital, and I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit been a little bit introspective today. I don't know, but I'm old.
Birthdays do that to you,
I guess. I guess.
Yeah. Start counting backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was watching on my lunch break, and I started watching it last night before we ended up having to take Zach to the hospital. Funny People with Adam Sandler and those people and
everybody else. It's about a $20 million actor right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Seth Green,
Ray Romano did a cameo in there.
Yeah,
and he did his little bit about in his cameo did his little bit about
that needed a Viva Pinata
when people are sick, that he's afraid that he's going to get what they have, even though it's not anything you could absolutely get. So if
I
some
give you
rare,
cancer,
rare blood disease, he's going to be around.
I'm totally like that. I hear about I had a friend whose sister had melanoma of the eyeball. I didn't know you could get eye cancer.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just one more thing that just keeps you away. Like, if I can't sleep at night, my eyes are a little sore, because I'm tired and I can't sleep. I wonder, do you think I have eye cancer?
It's a tumor.
Shut up. Yeah, exactly. It's not a tumor.
I can tell you the harmonica player lead singer John Popper of
Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler could tell you that yes, eye cancer does exist.
Yes, absolutely.
So
I did not know that. And then
you
my brother
in any part of your body.
Yeah, my brother enlightened me to that wonderful fact, him being a biology major, is the only thing you can't get cancer.
Oh, you mean
of
Dr.
Is,
Kelly?
Doctor PhD doctor though, not medical doctor.
Whatever. Dr. Kelly.
Is fingernails and hair because they're dead.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thanks. I really appreciate that.
That's true.
I swear I had hair cancer once.
I had cancer of the fat. Now,
what?
It's a fatty tumor, a lipoma.
I had a fatty tumor removed from my back that was just slightly double the size of a zit on the surface, and it went down to golf ball size as they pulled it out of my
face. Wow.
Nice.
So, yeah, I got a nice cut scar on my back.
Oh, yeah.
You can get cancer anywhere.
Yeah, but you can say, but you don't really tell people who see it, that I got shot in the war. Somebody just hit my house.
I usually just say cancer.
Cancer.
Nobody asks questions after that.
No, that's true.
Nobody wants to know your story.
Could be a whip
Shanked
mark.
In prison. That's a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
But then you have to tell them you were in prison, and that's a whole other story
that
you don't
want
to have to make up.
They want
to
know why they shanked you, whether you were
I don't
want to
talk about it. You just give them a real hard stare. Because you were in prison, after all, as far as they're concerned.
If you start the conversation with, I like to cuddle.
What's your name again? Ben.
Bend
over.
Bend over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could
nice to meet you, Ben.
You could say, I was shanked in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got me with a Kaiser blade. I like to call it a sling blade. The big old blade shaped like a banana.
Yeah.
Get it? I haven't seen that movie for 8 years.
Oh, I love that movie.
Get it? Mm-hmm.
Back before Billy Bob Thornton got ridiculous when he was actually an actor.
I think Billy,
when he was in a rock band. Did you see that interview he did on the radio with his band?
Oh, yeah.
What a pretentious ass.
Well, he plays the same. I think he plays himself. He's played himself in every movie I've ever seen of him, except for Sling Blade. I don't think I've ever seen him play a character other than the one he played in Sling Blade.
Bandits. Yeah, I believe that he is that neurotic, but I don't believe he's actually that neurotic all the time.
Okay.
If you haven't seen Bandits, it's got Bruce Willis in it, aside Billy Bob Thornton, and Billy Bob is the bitch of the two. So.
Okay.
Great flick.
But I got to say, how appropriate was his portrayal of the president in Love Actually?
Oh, yeah. I guess that was a character, I guess. It was such a small part.
Generally.
So impactful, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, generally, I'm not a Billy Bob Thornton fan. And he's a terrible singer. Mm-hmm. He was on, he recorded a version of a song for Enjoy Every Sandwich, the Warren Zevon tribute album with his band. And it's the only one in the album that I won't sync to my iPod. That's how much I hate it.
You know,
it's a Warren Zevon song, and I won't sync it.
At Christmas, the Amazon was giving away a bunch of songs for Christmas songs.
Yeah.
He had one of his songs was on the stuff they were giving away. Probably
because they couldn't give it away.
He couldn't give that to me.
Yeah.
I would demand you pay me to take that. And more than 99 cents.
I was going
to
say how much.
No, it was free. They were giving it.
Yeah, dollars.
They're giving it away.
I'm telling you, they'd have to pay me to take it.
Speaking of things you have to pay, Insane Clown Posse has something that you're going to have to bleep this. It's called Fucking Miracles. Have you seen this?
No.
Someone linked to it, and I was like, okay, I'll bite. And it's those two idiots. I don't know. I'm going to say this out there in the audience. If you're a juggalo, please just turn this off now, because I'm really going to offend you.
Oh, come on, what? Jamie. What is a juggalo?
Is that an ICP fan?
An ICP fan.
Okay.
Like, go drink some Faygo Pop and you know, just hang out for a second. Oh, my God. What a bunch of damn morons. They're like... You're going to have to bleep this one, too.
Okay.
How do fucking magnets work? And don't tell me no science. It's like, well, really, guy? It's fucking science.
Wouldn't that be funny if Mr. Wizard said that years ago?
I could just picture Don Herbert doing that.
I would love Mr. Wizard just say, oh, we need to find someone doing an imitation of him and overdub him saying, it's fucking science.
You don't even have to do an imitation of him. Just throw Mr. Wizard standing in front and then, you know, do that thing that they do on Conan.
Oh, the macro?
The thing they do on the Conan with the mouth.
Oh, yeah, the mouth.
They cut the mouth out. Just take a picture of Don Herbert and do the mouth thing.
Could get Mr. Wizard, Bill Nye, and Stephen Hawking, all three. Yeah.
Beekman's world.
Yeah. I got to say... If I had $1 million, I would put those two morons in ICP next to each other and put two huge magnets apart and let them just get crushed by those magnets.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
I'd pay good money to see that.
Remember when they were going to come out to the forest that time, Dan?
Oh, I do. Yes.
They were like, there was a very big possibility they were going to come up.
Yeah, it was serious.
And they stood us up.
They were making a tour of haunted attractions in the Midwest, weren't they?
So they never showed up. And I'm glad they didn't. I heard the place that they did show up at got trashed.
Yeah, well, first of all, Juggalos, their fans, tend to be like ridiculously violent rapists. That's overgeneralizing.
No, okay. That's fair.
Corey says, I'll allow it.
I was near one of their concerts, and I was raped twice, so...
No, I'm not sure how to take seriously
Ben.
Two grown men who dress like evil clowns and rap terribly about idiotic things. Yeah. And it's like,
evil
you know
clowns
what...
Evil Clowns is redundant and unnecessary.
If I wanted to watch Evil Clowns, I would watch Killer Clowns from Outer
why
Space.
Why does my Great son movie. Look like me? They Great asked movie. That. You know, like, it's a miracle my son looks like me. Actually, it is a miracle that someone would sleep with you. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that you found a woman willing to procreate with you. That's a miracle. However, it's a simple Mendelian genetic thing to figure out why he looks like you.
Or the UPS guy.
Yeah. Or anyone
else. Does Brown deliver in your girlfriend's house?
Yeah.
Brown sorry. Delivers there.
I really wasn't intending to go.
But I delivered
tangent.
To Brown.
I've been I really think that every time Insane Clown Posse says anything, anytime they open their mouths, the world's IQ drops, like precipitously. It's they're going to make us
$10 word. I love
that, that was a good word.
They're going to make us idiots. They're going to make us like the people. Like the people listen to two Insane Clown Posse songs in a row, they get into car crashes because they forget what's left.
We know how to combat this, though. If you're a fan of Futurama, you know that you have to go back in time and become your own grandfather.
Yes, exactly.
Then you're safe from the ICP attack because you don't have a Delta.
You don't have the Delta brainwaves.
Okay, so there's two Futurama fans in the room.
No, I watch Futurama. I love Futurama. It's one of the most intelligently written shows.
Well, it's Matt Groening. The same guy that made a dysfunctional family last
year. You think he writes The Simpsons? He doesn't write The Simpsons.
He writes almost none of The Simpsons.
He doesn't write any of the Futurama either.
Gore, Al Gore's daughter, she wrote some of the smartest episodes on the Futurama.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
She's really, really funny.
Very cool.
I'm guessing her dad was in those episodes.
Yeah. Well, she's the one that got her dad to get on those episodes. Wait, that's nice.
I am the king of the movies.
You know, one of the writers on that show used to be a writer on the show, Conan O'Brien.
Yeah,
and he got screwed on NBC.
Oh, did you hear what happened?
Yeah,
to him?
Yeah, he's going to TBS.
Yeah, he bumped Lopez.
Is he bumping George Lopez?
He bumped George Lopez.
Are they gonna?
George Lopez wanted him to bump him.
My question:
is Lopez gone now? Is his show
just
moved back
a half an back hour? An hour.
My question is this: are they going to play it over and over and over again, like a marathon of the Conan show? Like they do everything else? Or is that TNT?
TNT.
Oh, okay.
TBS, they do a lot of reruns.
The other thing they do that pisses me off on that channel is they start everything 5 minutes late.
Right, so your DVR gets screwed.
Yeah, everything's 5 minutes late. That pisses me off. Last night I was going to record the Boss show.
You were going to record it or you did record it?
I did record Undercover Boss last night.
Is that on CBS?
It's on CBS.
Yeah.
But CBS, they preempt all their shows.
Open letter to CBS, man. Move Amazing Race and everything else on Sunday nights after, 60 minutes or whatever?
Note to my cable company.
New nights.
Note to my cable company. Pay attention to the DVR schedule. You know, TiVo corrects it.
Make it accurate.
TiVo does not correct it.
TiVo does not correct
TiVo
it.
TiVo did not fix my Amazing Race last night. I still have no idea who got
TiVo used to correct
booted.
It, but it doesn't anymore.
Replay still does.
Do they really?
Yes.
Yeah, but you can only get one show at a time on Replay.
Well, I could get two
replays in my house.
Okay.
I could get two on the Replay that's in my garage that's not being used, but I had a dual tuner.
And then you did have a dual tuner? I didn't think they even had dual tuners.
Yeah, that was one of the last things I did before I stopped making boxes. But one of the neat things you can do is you can connect multiple replays to the same TV across the network in your house.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
With TiVo, like, The Simpsons is always, it always is like starts a minute late or runs a minute long. So I just end up doing 2 minutes extra at the end of The Simpsons on Sunday nights.
Oh, I just record the entire thing.
Oh, but if we wanted, Chad, like if you wanted
to
catch
The Simpsons and end an hour and a half late.
Yeah.
It has to be like an hour late.
But it's just Sundays, it seems like. It's like, what the hell? I mean,
it's
sports, I guess.
And everything else.
But,
yeah, football used to, and I thought, ooh, football's over. I can actually catch Amazing Race this time. No.
Now it would be
wrong.
Baseball.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That was wrong.
Who watches baseball on TV anyway? That's the most boring sport to watch on TV.
I know a guy.
Boring sport.
I can watch baseball
you know him too.
In a diamond. Yeah, Ryan.
With a beer in your hand.
Nick. Oh, yeah, Nick.
If it's a team, I
Ryan
like.
And Lori love baseball. You know, they're huge.
Who's their team?
Boston.
Oh, okay.
Is it Boston or Yes, Boston.
It's Boston.
Because they're the Red Sox, and Nick and Amanda are the White Sox.
The White Sox, yeah.
So, of course, they don't go together. If you do, then you get pink socks.
See, I don't get the... I don't get baseball on TV. I just don't... I can't... I used
if
to play baseball.
Team, if it's a team I like, I'll watch them on TV. Like, if the Pirates are playing the Cubs,
it's
my
like
wife
watching my
down.
Grandparents screw.
No.
I mean,
guys.
It's like... It's,
well, without the horrible imagery.
You've said today.
Sports show number
Maybe.
Two. We're
like
on episode 80. What?
Screwing. It's like watching, waiting for my dog who take a dump in the backyard. I'm like standing in the back. Come on, dog. Come on, dog.
You just made awful. A steaming pile.
I mean,
thank you.
I understand. I can watch baseball. I can go to the Colonel Stadium and watch the Cedar Rapids Colonels play. I love watching baseball in the baseball diamond because there's stuff going on to entertain
there's
you
other
between
things
the things.
Going on.
But the old people that they have, or the people that they have commentating baseball. Come on.
Well, that's what you have, like your computer or your book.
Yeah,
or whatever,
I guess.
And you
but
just, you know, you.
I don't have my iPad to have.
When you have a laptop. You have like six
my
laptops
wife's on
in
the
this
laptop.
House.
The thing about baseball is there's no, you never know when it's going to end.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a game last 96 hours last year or the year before?
It was like 15 innings or something.
Well, it was long. It wasn't 96 hours.
No, they actually had to pause the game. And they waited to the next day, and the conditions didn't change, so they couldn't continue it. So they waited to the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So literally, the game lasted 96 hours or some crazy.
Wow.
Right. There wasn't people there the whole time, but the game technically lasted that long.
I imagine that if they had allowed it, there would have been.
Yeah.
There's always those people.
I love watching baseball. Most sports, I like watching live.
I like watching the Colonels. But the thing about the Colonels is, like, because the Colonels are a single-A team, you will see things happen at a Colonels game that you wouldn't see at, a good college team.
Right.
Like, unforced errors and, you know...
Didn't we lose a game on air just last night?
We might have.
I don't know. I don't follow them that closely.
I like going to the Colonels. I like supporting the team. I think it's important. But it's just like watching single A ball.
Yeah,
worth the drive to see the I Cubs.
I don't know, man. I like the stadium here in town.
I like the stadium
too. They've got the prices actually seem to have gone down a little bit on their food and beverage.
It's very reasonable. You know, and the iCubs, you know, it's a AAA team, though. So, you know, the iCubs, you'll see people who are, you know, getting ready to get called up to the majors or are on injury. Yep. And Ryan Sandberg, the legendary Ryan Sandberg, is their manager this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, and that's not to talk about the Colonels. Jessica Ferguson, lovely. She's their PR person over there. I like the Colonels very much. I got to meet...
Jack Rader?
No, I got to... Meet the Colonel.
Mr. Shucks.
Mr. Shucks, the mascot.
Yeah.
Do you like the Colonels because their PR person is an attractive female?
No.
Okay. No.
I mean, I would understand if you did.
No, I just like, I like baseball.
You still have your man card.
And I want to
got ourselves a new listener all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife and her lawyer.
Oh, so two new listeners.
Oh, wow. Oh, wait, that's not funny.
No, that's not funny at all. I love you, honey. No, I like supporting any local baseball team, but it's just like, you know, watching the Colonels play, not all that entertaining.
How are the speaking of local teams, how's the hockey team doing? Are the Rough Riders? I know they're in the playoffs, but did they finish the playoffs?
I don't know.
I hadn't heard.
Yeah, I just knew that they did pretty good, and then they lost one, and then I that's the last I heard. They were on the road in Indiana, I think.
Yeah.
But then don't know what happened after that.
The problem is you don't play hockey on the road. You play it in an ice rink.
Yeah. Well,
if you're on the road, you have to
Wayne and Garth will play it on the road.
It's really weird
Game
to
on!
Skate on the road.
I love Wayne and Garth, man. They need to have another Wayne's World movie, but they need to do it without Tia Carrera.
Yeah. I think Mike Myers might be a little too big to do.
A little expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote it. Why is it too big?
Dana Carvey, I'm sure, would probably jump right in.
Also, Mike Myers might be a little bit too crazy. Like, he's lost his mind.
He's just completely insane.
Yeah, what?
I haven't seen anything he's been in. I didn't even see the last Shrek movie.
He's gone.
No one ever brought it to
him. He's gone crazy. Like, cuckoo loco nuts.
Really?
Just like, you know, ultra control freak. And he takes, like, his, you know, mediocre comedy, because what he's doing right now is mediocre comedy.
What was the Love
Guru?
Way
too seriously.
Honestly.
Did anybody see the Love Guru?
No. Did you?
It was
terrible from what I heard.
No.
Yeah,
I heard that
it had Timberlake in there doing comedy.
I like Justin Timberlake, and I think some of the best bits out of Saturday Night Live in the last couple of years were bits he had parts in.
Oh, are you talking about the...
Dick in a Box?
Dick in a Box.
No, I was talking about the other one.
Iran?
No, come in my pants.
Oh, jizz in my pants.
Jizz in my pants.
Jizz in my pants.
Sorry, that you might
I think that one's pretty funny, but I like Dick in the Box better.
A lot of people didn't even realize he was in that.
Yeah.
Because he's a janitor with a wig on in the back of the store.
Yeah.
I think, was he in the one Iran So Far Away where they do Ahmadinejad? No, I think that was just Andy Samberg in that one.
When's
Betty White's appearance?
In a couple weeks.
A couple weeks.
Gearing up for that. I don't watch Saturday Night Live, but I'll watch for Betty.
Did you guys watch this week?
I love Betty White.
Did you guys watch
How
this
you
week?
Not?
No.
I love Betty White.
What did we watch?
I watched Tina. Did you see Tina Fey host this week?
I heard I saw the bit. It was pretty funny.
Oh, the Sarah Palin bit?
Sarah Palin bit. The Sarah Palin
Who's
Network.
This Justin Bieber kid?
Kid.
I saw him
right.
I saw him on People Magazine.
He's
like,
a singer kid?
He's a 16-year-old Canadian who's the next big pop thing. That is the sum total of my knowledge. I have never heard a song by him.
My son saw him and about freaked out. What the hell's that?
He's a male
doing
replacement
on there. We found
for
him
Miley
on YouTube.
Cyrus.
Right, exactly. He's a
YouTube star.
He was a YouTube star, and he is the male Miley Cyrus, which is to say, non-threatening.
Wait, his dad is a failed country star.
Oh, he
too?
Wasn't that failed. He had one big song.
Yeah, and they drove it into the ground, and then he had to go underground to get people to stop throwing cow hearts at him.
Yeah.
But he made a lot of money.
I would have liked to have that money that he would have made off of that song. Probably still making off of that song.
I imagine that song still makes him a fair a fair chunk of change.
Oh, yeah.
I just have trouble seeing it.
You
but
take
I know
my heart.
That he's not doing
if you
music
do,
anymore.
I will stab
he's
you to death with a microphone
daughter.
Stand.
Achy, breaky heart.
Give me a she's pimping herself out at this point.
This one right here.
I will break a chair over your head like we're in WWE.
Didn't mean to bring that.
Crack.
I don't know, man. It's all right. You can disagree with me. I don't care. I mean, I don't like country music in general.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a few songs that I, you know,
well, I
will
was
listen
in Korea
to.
At the very tail end of that. And
oh, yeah.
If you wanted to go out and have a good beer night, like on a Friday, you had to go to country night. It was the only, or you had to go downtown, which was more expensive.
Country chicks put out, dude.
I was way
what?
Married then.
You've never.
I've heard if she smokes,
no, no.
She pokes.
Okay, yes.
That's a skank. But
and then
yes, he's
if
right.
She's got a tattoo,
do.
She'll do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. I mean, Freak Night Girls
I agree
put
with
out
this.
Too, but I never
and they love their
out.
Tight jeans.
The tight jeans. So am I right? So if she smokes, she pokes.
Yes.
And if she got a tattoo, she'll do.
That's well, what the, that's been my experience in both cases.
Yeah.
Okay. No?
I don't know.
As his country girls.
I am not what you would call an experienced Lothario. I'm a one woman guy.
Me too.
Always have been.
But I those are just what I've heard.
Yeah.
You know, I've been with one woman my entire life.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I tend to
wait.
No.
What?
No, always. I've just been with Christina.
What is the for the most part? What is that?
I
joke?
Just it was a failed joke, obviously.
Yeah.
See, we're gonna need
smack
some
the pinata there.
Yeah,
we're
Kevin,
not
going to
let
Kevin,
that die,
Kevin's
are we?
Not,
yeah, I was gonna say,
every time somebody tells
Kevin,
a dud joke,
Kevin's,
we need a sound of a boom bat hitting a pinata.
Kevin's not here to make his cricket sound, and I think we decided he's not here because of the pop he brought last week.
Well, he was over here this weekend.
I have
weekend.
A diagnosis for Kevin. He is out with the blue dye tongue rot. Is what
blue
I
dye tongue rot. As you pull up your little smartphone.
You've been waiting to say that one forever.
I came in and asked if he had tongue cancer, and Chad said, why would you say that? And I was like, good point. I'll have to find something funnier. So
yes, blue dye cancer. So okay,
that's horrible. You monster.
Friday night, I went to the Cedar Rapids Independent Film Festival, and I went to see Splatter. And here in a moment, we'll play the interviews I got there. But while I was there, the director of Splatter, Lonnie Schuyler, had a great suggestion because Eric, who was on here last week, he was the director of photography for the show. And he listened. So Lonnie's like, man, I was listening to that show. Hilarious. But you know what you guys should have done with that blue stuff, that brainwash stuff? You guys should have had like a competition to see, number one, who could hold it in their mouth the longest and make that like a contest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or who could actually down a full bottle of it.
I value my life, Chad.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough for the
right,
down.
We
right.
didn't.
Two.
Kevin would have won
because he was the only one that even thought, hey, this looks like dye. I wonder what happens if I hold it in my mouth for more than 5 seconds.
Yeah,
but
the key word there is dye.
Here's
dye,
the thing. Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I think if somebody's up to the challenge, I will find some more of that brainwash. You know, the next day, I was actually kind of craving it. It was that stuff was stuck in my throat. I could taste it, you know, just kind of there. It was there after I brushed my teeth like 5 times and...
That was the first thing I did when I got home was brush my teeth twice.
Ugh. It was like,
I don't drink pop with sugar in it anymore. I drink diet pop almost exclusively.
Exclusively.
So it's like the feel like the tongue feeling when you have, you know, a regular pop with high fructose corn syrup.
Well, when
in
you
it.
Can actually feel the sugar granules running down the back of your throat because it's not quite
mixed up.
I like the soda pops, dude. I quit for the most part I don't drink pop that often.
Yeah.
But when I do, I try to stay away from diet pops now because all the chemicals that are in them.
Yeah,
I will go and I will.
Chemicals.
I won't even go with the. I won't even go with the corn syrup because
you go with the cane sugar.
I go with the pure cane sugar pop if I can find it. The Mexican Coca-Cola.
Or the
I mean, I'll brave
Pepsi
the Mexican
throwback.
Water. You know, I'll get the runs if I drink it. But
that stuff's been
once your body's used.
It's a
so
it's Coca-Cola in a glass bottle. There's nothing better than an ice cold glass of Coca-Cola or any other soda pop for that matter.
Right.
But.
Because nobody has sponsored the show, right?
Actually, we do have a sponsor for the show now.
No pop, though.
No.
Wait, what?
Okay. We are sponsored now by Audible.com. And once we get the link, I haven't told you guys this. If you go to thecanmanshow.com and click on the ad there for Audible, so on the top left-hand side of the page, I think you can get a download for $7.49. I'll add some more links in the show notes, but there's one where if you click on it and sign up for the regular package, not the call it the gold, or is it the premium? I haven't got this all mastered out yet, but if you'll be able to save big money on your Audible purchases. Wow. And we'll have our own Audible website here. I think it's going to be audible.com/canman, but I don't know yet for sure.
This portion of the show brought to you by...
Well, the whole show is brought to you by audible.com.
So we can say that again and again.
I'm willing to say that over and over. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'll whore myself out here. I actually use Audible a fair bit, now that I'm driving half an hour each way.
Yeah.
And my brother does the same thing because he has an hour commute each way. It's fantastic.
I'll be honest. I used to make fun of Kevin. Kevin has been an Audible user for years. So they used to do it so you could record it on a CD.
Yeah.
Back before iPods. And he's been using Audible for that long.
Yeah.
And I used to give him such... Because I like to read. I like to have the book in my hand. I like to read. But then I started doing my commute back and forth between here and North Liberty. And I started listening to audiobooks. And it's almost as good as listening to a podcast. Yes, I mean, a lot of cases.
I almost like it better. I listen to two audiobooks on my drive when I went to see my brother defend his dissertation.
Very nice.
And it's
great. Do you have a recommendation? Like, is there a book that you, like, just loved? I mean, I loved the Stormfront by Jim Butcher. The audio version of it, they did a hell of a job. I read the book first, and then I listened to the audiobook after I read a lot of the Dresden File series. And I don't know. I digged it.
Yeah.
Audible.
I mean, anything by Sarah Vowell. She reads her own stuff. It's fantastic.
She is the voice of Violet. Yeah,
Violet.
On The Incredibles.
And she is one of the very few people in the world who look exactly like she sounds.
Yes.
Or sounds exactly like she looks.
Yep.
And she's, one, fantastic. Very funny. Two.
Smart.
Whip smart. Just absolutely.
Uber.
Totally brilliant.
History buff.
Yeah, history buff. And her books, Assassination Vacation, The Wordy Shipmates. Assassination Vacation is her going around to all the places connected with presidential assassinations and attempted assassinations.
Now, she read her book?
She reads them.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And then also, The Wordy Shipmates is about the Pilgrim heritage,
the Pilgrims
and the Puritans. So that's pretty cool. I really liked Jared Diamond's Collapse.
Yeah.
It's like a 9-hour book, and it's actually abridged. It's not the unabridged version because they don't have that. It'd probably be like 25 hours if it was unabridged. But it was a great nonfiction book. I read it. It took me like 3 or 4 tries to actually get through the book. But the guy who reads it just does a fantastic job.
Very cool. It's very cool. So just do a search for Sarah Vowell on audible.com and you can get that book.
She does a lot of writing for This American Life as well.
She used to. Yeah, she doesn't anymore, but she used to. Yeah, she's great.
She does speaking tours a lot.
Yeah, she does book tours now mostly.
Yeah. So Audible, thank you for sponsoring the podcast.
That is phenomenal, dude.
We like you.
But that's exciting stuff.
Right now, after this Audible thing, I'm going to take a break. We're going to play a little snippet of interviews that I recorded while at the Cedar Rapids Independent Film Festival. It was very cool, so we'll be right back. So, Eric, great work. You had predicted that you thought if it looked like crap, it was something that Lonnie did. I don't think it looked like crap. I think the movie was great. Had a great time.
Well, good. Then I take all responsibility. All
right, great. Great. I thought it looked awesome. Your shots were pretty good. Very good stuff. Very good.
Thank you. So, sorry, it appeared that your appearance at the petting zoo was a little bit nibbled there. Right?
That's all right. I could still see me.
Well, that's good.
I saw me. But the petting zoo scene, you could see the back of my head.
Yeah.
And then you could kind of see me in the crowd with that right there. So
That's why we have a freeze frame button on the DVD player.
That's it exactly. That's all I was expecting. But I saw me. So that's good.
That's good.
You saw me too.
I knew exactly where you were.
See, there we go.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time. And what's next for Splatter?
Probably. So I know Lonnie has plans to submit it to some more festivals, and hopefully we can get into some negotiations with distributor type folks. I know that Bruce, the producer, is working on getting that put together.
Very cool.
So who knows? Maybe maybe it'll end up in a theater or on DVD shelves, and maybe make a couple bucks.
There we go. Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. It was great. I had a great time.
Great.
Laughed when I think I was supposed to. Laughed probably when I wasn't supposed to.
You know, we don't mind as long as you laugh at some point in time.
It was really good and heartfelt. It was awesome. I liked it.
Well, good. And wow, it's amazing that we had this great turnout. You know, full house plus.
Full house.
So.
Yeah,
so.
There was people. That, I mean, people tried sitting in the aisle and they wouldn't let them. So
yeah.
That's crazy. I'm glad you got a seat. You know.
Yeah. Fortunately, my wife saved me one. So
that's good. That's good.
But, cool. Yeah. No. Thanks to all of your listeners who came out, supported the film, and
yeah.
And, yeah.
Did you get the blue off your tongue?
It did come off. It took a couple tries. I had to brush my tongue three times to get it off.
That brainwash stuff was nasty.
I'm still feeling the effects. I think it's been toxic. I think it's eating a hole actually in my lower intestine.
The next day, I swear to God, I felt it in my throat.
That nasty aftertaste was just
and
there.
You know what? I started kind of craving it after that. I know that's kind of sick, but... Well, great work, man. I got to go see if I can... Oh, there's Lonnie right there. Lonnie, it didn't suck.
No, it didn't suck.
I had a great time. I laughed for you.
Yeah.
But I didn't. You didn't need me to be a plant in there for you.
I did offer, just so you know, I offered Chad. I said, just laugh. If no one's laughing, just laugh for me.
You didn't have to, you didn't need me. It was great. So congratulations, man. That was a lot of fun.
I had a lot of good people, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Very cool.
Everybody, when I said cast and crew exceeded all my expectations, it's absolutely true.
The whole cast was phenomenal. Everybody just they did a great job. You and Bruce and Ann did a great job of casting it, and you felt for the characters. What's next for it?
Well, this is a work in progress. I think the world premiere will be in L.A.
Okay.
I won't know that for a couple weeks. I know we've already been accepted into the Central Florida Film Festival, so I know about that.
Nice.
And right now, festival circuit, and I think Bruce has a whole bunch of producer reps interested. So
very
I sent him a whole bunch of copies, so he's working that in.
Very cool. So after that, you try to get a distribution deal and...
Yeah,
and then maybe get in the theaters or a DVD or.
It'd be nice to go to theater, but I think DVD sounds a little more realistic.
I you know what? I could see it on cable. I could see it on DVDs.
Yeah.
Very, very entertaining. You know, it great job. That's all I can say, man.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for letting me hang out with you.
And, thanks for talking about it so much on your show. I appreciate it.
It was great just to be part of it. I felt like I was there. I was there.
Well,
but
you
were.
Yeah.
But I mean, I felt like I was really part of it. So
yeah.
Good. It felt good. So, you got anything else coming up? You got another project you're working on?
No, I'm. Well, actually, I'm thinking about doing a Western with this gentleman here.
Hi, hello. I'm Chad Canfield, Can Man from the Can Man Show.
Okay.
I was talking to Lonnie about Splatter. So, you guys are maybe talking about doing a Western.
We're doing a short Western.
Yeah.
It's about 10 pages.
Yeah, Troy wrote it. It's an amazing script. It's cool. It's really good. It's like it's the first thing I read that I was ready to like. Start working on again.
It was it's a Western sci-fi monster movie.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
So it's a genre mashup, which is cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Not
enough of that. That's great. Well, nice to meet you
again.
Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Matt Geiler. You played the lead character in Splatter.
I did, yes.
You did a fantastic job, man.
Hey, thanks a lot.
I really, really felt for your character throughout the movie, your whole relationship. It just felt natural, the way
good.
You played the character. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks.
I was also an extra in there. I was on it was probably one of the first days of shooting when you guys did the big commercial scene.
Oh, yeah, with the petting zoo,
yeah.
And we had all those animals running around.
That was awesome, man. It was cool. It was having been a part of that just a little bit, to see how Monty and the guys put it together.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. But you did a great job. And
thank you.
And so what are you doing next?
Well, right now I'm currently living out in L.A.
Oh, wow.
Big
step. Where are you, from? You're from Nebraska?
From Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
And I've been out there about 2 months. I it's not unfamiliar to me. My day job is doing comedy, so I play a lot of clubs and
very cool
and stuff like that. So, but yeah, we're out there for a full time basis now.
Cool, very cool.
So just doing shows and got some representation.
Very nice.
And auditioning, looking for more projects. Yeah,
very cool. So you're doing stand up or improv?
I'm an improv guy. Yeah,
me too.
I went through Second City in Chicago.
Nice.
So. Yeah, my show's all improv, musical improv, and
cool.
You know,
well,
you love that dynamic of not.
Yeah.
It's great for those of us who don't have the wherewithal to like write stuff down or play.
Exactly. You know, when I do, like, I'm doing a play right now, and I'm like, you know, as long as I get the general gist of it right. Who needs lines?
Right,
seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where my improv background comes in, you know?
You know what? That was what was so great about working with Lonnie is that, you know, his... I think it's a cool thing, and sometimes it's somewhat rare that you find a writer-director who isn't so married to his work. I mean, he really allowed us a lot of range with the stuff. It was more like, hey, I want the gist of this scene to come across. But he allowed us to improvise quite a lot. And some of the stuff he kept in the film, he was really great about, like, you know what? Try it loose, you know?
Very cool.
Once we had the takes in the can that were kind of word perfect, he was great about cut loose and see where it goes.
You know, and I could tell, just, it didn't feel scripted. I mean, that's what, you know, sometimes you can watch a movie and you can tell it feels very scripted.
Sure.
And you guys really felt like you... We're very, very close as a cast.
Oh, we were, yeah.
And you worked very well together, so great, great work.
Thanks. We had a fun time making the film, and Justin and Clint and I were really inseparable. We became kind of fast friends off of the set, so it was really easy to work with those guys because we had so much fun just hanging out.
Justin and Clint, they both cracked me up.
Oh, those guys are amazing.
Just the lines that came out. You know, when I auditioned for Justin's role.
Oh, right on.
And the sides that they gave me were the when you guys were in the room with Gene, and it's the whole conversation back and forth, and he's like,
yes.
Are you mocking me? To see him do that, after, you know, I knew that scene because I saw the sides, and to see him play it, it was awesome. It just cracked me up.
Yeah, those guys are both great.
And the way,
very hilarious.
The way that you kind of kept you're like the cop in the room. You're like, wait a minute, you guys, you're going to kill each other. That was a great scene. I don't want to give anything away, so this probably won't make it on the show. But
no, don't give anything away.
Very good stuff. Very good stuff.
Thank you, man. So, I appreciate it.
Nice meeting you.
You too, man.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi.
So we were talking about dares, you know, holding the pop in your mouth and see how long you can do it.
Yeah.
On Metafilter, there was this great thread about the day in the life of the Poison Control Center. It was all these calls the Poison Control Center gets.
Nice.
And one of them was, teenage boy has vomiting and diarrhea because his friends dared him to drink a bottle of hot sauce, and he did it. And I was just thinking about it. Like, first of all, if this doesn't now explain why teenagers are not eligible for the death penalty... Like, anyone here could tell you what was going to happen if you drank a bottle of hot sauce.
Right.
But a 15-year-old, he's like, what's the worst that could happen? Well, that is the worst that could happen right there. What's happening? You're pooping your pants. That's
almost the worst. Anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, well, that would be the worst.
Yeah, if you're allergic to peppers.
But
or...
I'm just thinking, like, if a 15-year-old can't think this through. His frontal lobe isn't big enough yet. But think about it. So you refuse to do it, and you get made fun of and called a chicken for like 3 days until your friends move on to something else.
Right.
You do it. You have vomiting and diarrhea. Now, for the rest of your life...
You're that guy.
These people are going to tell the story about the time they dared this kid to drink a bottle of hot sauce, and he did it, and then he pooped his pants.
There was this kid that we went to elementary school with that picked his nose, right? And everybody picks their nose.
Dude, no,
But somebody created a theme song for it. And still go, isn't that the guy that picked his nose in class? That
exactly.
I just saw a kid pick his nose last night and stick his finger in his mouth.
I do it all the time.
Just
man.
Last
it's
night.
Delicious.
No.
I mean, what?
Wait. What?
Put the brakes on.
I'm moving.
All right. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, my chair's not far enough away from Chad.
So we were talking about that poison control. That's
poison
awesome.
Poison control thing. No, it's but yeah, like
it's awesome.
His story right there. That is exactly it. Like we all have that kid that was dared to do something stupid.
Yeah.
And did it. And usually
and
it was me.
It. Yeah.
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 No, oftentimes it was me.
Bowed to the peer pressure.
Because I'm like,
how much is it peer pressure?
Someone dared me to have sex with my girlfriend. She got pregnant, and here I am. So.
Really?
That was me. It was done on a dare, and it was, God, it was totally worth it.
Wow.
Yeah, three kids later and...
Two kids later. Well, I guess the first one counts, too.
You guess?
I don't know. She's 22
now. She just have a birthday or something?
There's a little dispute about that. She believes that her birthday is March 24th, but she's wrong.
Okay.
It's March 25th. I was there.
Wow, you should just take her to the people's court.
Yeah, we've tried that.
Okay.
Judge Wapner.
They brought home a doctor's birth certificate that said the 24th, and it's all crap. It's a conspiracy.
Nice.
It's
a conspiracy. We all have...
Something to do with the grassy knoll.
That is good. Just making sure we're recording the show. You know,
that is actually
kind of awesome. Insert Kevin's crickets here.
Are we recording this?
Yeah, we're recording this.
Gosh, I hope so.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly the dare. It's gonna this is lose lose in the short term.
Yeah,
but this is win lose. You know, like there's no upside to taking this bet. So taking this dare, there is no upside to it.
No, well, did they give him money?
I
bet you will double dog dare you.
Yeah, I dare you do.
Oh, it's a Christmas story bet. There was no win there.
Triple dog dare.
Just trying to find your pride.
Right, exactly.
And then that kid ended up being in a porn.
What?
Yeah, the kid that played Flick.
No.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I need a title.
He was in a porn?
I don't know it.
Whatever.
That means that's something you would have to rent.
His name isn't Dustin Diamond.
The internet is for porn.
You're looking at
the internet is for porn.
Yes, I'm looking at it.
All right. you guys hear about Screech, right? Dustin Diamond.
Yeah.
He did porn.
Yeah.
But now the reason. Well, now he's doing stuff now because his stuff is in foreclosure again. I don't know. His house was in foreclosure, so he started selling T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
No, but it's
still
his house is in foreclosure again.
I mean, no.
He doesn't pay you. You don't pay your bills, dude.
We've retired from show business. Oh, wait. We're out of money. We need to go back on tour.
Just get a job, dude.
Yeah.
You're an actor.
You have no skills.
I'm going to take that personally. It's not as easy as it sounds.
No. Yeah, I know. Don't take it. No, I'm not saying it like that, Corey.
Get a job, dude.
No, dude. No. No. I mean, acting. If you can't act, I mean, if you can't get an acting job right now, nobody wants to touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Well, not Dustin Diamond.
No, try and get a real job. I mean, try it. Try a job. Not you, Corey, because I know you're trying to get a job.
I love you, man. It's
but
okay.
That's not where I'm going. But I'm like, you know, time to realize that, you know, you're not going to be in an Oscar-winning movie. Now, 10 years from now, when Dustin Diamond gets the Academy Award for some crap that he made,
you can come back and go,
if you look at the track record,
Can Man said it win.
Of Oscars given to first-time actors, it's got to be a really easy job. I mean, if you can win an Oscar, the first movie, Jennifer Hudson, first movie.
Practically last movie, though.
What's her name? Rogue. She's on Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin.
She's an Academy Award-winning actress for the first movie she did.
Yeah. I enjoy watching her.
I bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
Nuda-titty?
Oh yeah,
is that what it is? Do you like watching the naked chicks? you're a man, and you like watching naked women.
I'm
what?
A man. And right. I like naked chicks.
No way.
I like boobs. I like boobs and beer. Smoke my cigar.
It looks like I cannot confirm this.
He's been working on it this whole time.
I cannot confirm this on Google, but it looks like there is at least some kind of rumor that one of them was. Scotty Schwartz was in porn, but that's not
Schwartz. That wouldn't have been Flick. It would have been the kid that doubled dog dare.
Yeah.
I thought
it was Flick. My sister would
know.
No,
the guy who played Flick. His name is Schwartz. His last name is Schwartz.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
In real life,
we're gonna see if I can find him on Wikipedia.
But the guy who played Schwartz was not named Flick. That was just weird. Huh?
Which is also weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. That cast is dying off like crazy.
What?
Yeah, the dad died.
Well, yeah, he's like old.
Narrator died.
Gene Shepard, yeah.
How many times has the kid that played Scott Farkas, how many times has he died in movies? He was in Transformers. He was in the first one.
Was he?
Yes, he was. He was killed by Scorponok.
And it's Scott Farkas, not Scott Farkas.
Scott, yeah.
Scott Farkas.
Farkas.
And he was in...
Not Fargus, like our dog.
Farkas.
Okay. Scott Schwartz. He was best known for his work in The Toy... And then he was Flick in A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah, The Toy, that's right. He was Eric.
Oh, yeah.
So, since 1997, he has managed a sports memorabilia collectible store, baseball cards, movie collectibles, etc., with his father in Westlake Village, California.
All right.
And for a brief time, he worked in the adult industry, but decided to quit because he did not like it.
Well,
getting paid for getting laid?
Well, see, from what I hear, this isn't like first-hand knowledge. This is like third-hand knowledge. To break into the... porn industry, you have to break into the gay porn industry first.
For men, that's often the case. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess porn is not going to ever be a field I'll break into this year.
I'd rather not have to break into it.
Oh, you know what I mean? Your voice dropped a few octaves there, Dan.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Nice. Yeah. Love that movie.
Yep.
Kevin Smith movie. We were just talking about on the break, we were talking about Kevin Smith movies and Clerks.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, not Seth Green. I don't know.
Seth Rogen.
Okay.
Well, Seth Green, I'm pretty sure he made a cameo in there, too. He had to have.
Really?
No.
Seth Green?
No. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere right now.
He's even doing Star Wars now. How about that?
Really?
Yeah. You didn't get that? You're behind the times, dude.
I leave it up to you guys. You and Ryan.
Well, put the Star Wars thing on pause for a moment. So Jamie's got an update.
He was...
was he a pizza man?
After being in 21 Jump Street and The Beauty and the Beast Part 2, he was in Dirty Bob's Excellent Adventures 35, X with an X, excellent, Scotty's X-Rated Adventure, New Wave Hookers 5.
I have that.
Dirty Bob's Excellent Adventures 36.
On Betamax?
No, I have it digital.
The Wrong Snatch. And Fleshpoint.
That's funny.
I've heard of the New Wave Hookers one.
Yeah, New Wave Hookers 5. Yeah.
I don't know what number.
That's actually the movie that they were parodying in South Park when it was Backdoor Sluts 9.
Nice.
Well, Backdoor Sluts 9, which, by the way, they haven't made one yet.
Which is surprising. All those things are like, it's just, because that's real profitable. You just keep turning out sequels with, the grist of the mill, which is 18-year-old girls thinking they can make it big, and now are like, please just don't get it in my eyes.
Three midgets slathering ranch dressing on another man. Is that love?
Speaking of little people, I heard on the TV today that the last little person from Wizard of Oz,
94 years old,
died today.
Of old age.
Yesterday.
Man, the curse keeps hitting.
The other day.
He's the one who sings that little line confirming that the Wicked Witch is dead.
Yeah, he's the...
He's the coroner.
He's the coroner, yeah.
Yeah, the coroner died.
Oh. Yeah.
So he's the last...
He went on to have quite a career. He was actually other things. He wasn't an actor for the most part, but he did quite well for himself.
So since death comes in threes... The first Dixie one would Carter. Be them. Second one would be Dixie Carter. Who's next? Dick Clark?
No, somebody else. No, Dick Clark's never going to die.
Dick Clark can't die. He's a freaking android.
Yeah.
He's Yoda.
He actually suffered a minor malfunction, but he's still operational.
He's operational.
Part of his
right, but
he's
no,
operational
but
because
saying,
he has servos
no, here's what
and
I'm
he's
saying.
Made of
here's
plastic.
What I'm saying. The man had a major stroke,
yeah.
and he
yeah.
came back.
Yeah.
He's like, uh-uh.
Never
going to
die.
I'm not going.
You can't kill me.
No. No, you made him awkward to look at a little bit.
Well,
uncomfortable.
Wind me up.
And that, problem with that is the Munchkin is running the show now for the New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Ryan Seacrest, my brother's clone.
Yeah, little guy.
Little guy.
Is this
short,
by the way?
Go ahead.
That comes from Joel cool. McHale, who is like 6'9".
Yeah,
so.
No, the dude's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we take it back to little people and
no,
speaking
no,
of
just
Seth
little
Green.
People, no, I was going to say
Seth
Clerks.
Green.
We were talking about Clerks.
We were talking about Clerks.
And Buddy
Off
Films. Buddy Films. And Clerks 2 was, Kevin and I went together and saw that. It was like our first real mandate.
Yeah.
And I love that movie.
Did it make you cry at the end? Did it make you want to hug Kevin there when they have the big friendship speech?
Yeah.
You just want a man hug. Pat, pat, pat.
I really like that movie. It's not nearly as good a movie as Clerks is.
Right.
Or like even Mallrats.
There's
like
no
that.
Nostalgia factor with Clerks 2, but Clerks 2 was good in its own
way. It was.
I think the best part of the whole movie for me, Rosario Dawson looks so good in that movie.
Oh, the fantastic. Part on the roof of
the
building
roof
when she's dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And your head just kind of goes up and down. And
yeah.
Although I'd have to say my favorite part is when...
Donkey Show?
No. That was...
Kinky Kelly.
That was damn
good. I'm the sexy stud.
Back to fanboys.
Okay, it's Dante
I'll explain.
Dante's buddy.
Randall
gets on the microphone and starts singing that song from Sabbath, I think it is.
Yeah.
And then Jay and Silent Bob pop up in the window, and Elias tries to run away, and his headphones yank him back.
I
just love that.
I love when he makes the guy so angry,
he vomits.
Making fun of Lord of the Rings. I'll say this. This is going to destroy my Greek head. I have never seen all three movies of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I know it's fantastic.
One
I know it's brilliantly visually.
Rule them all.
But
I've seen bits and pieces of
it. I'm not the kind of guy that would criticize anyone.
The only bit I've seen are when the trees walk.
The Ents.
Oh, yeah. Even the trees walked in that freaking
exactly,
movie.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly it. It's like right now, that's what I, yeah. When he said that, I just howled because that's the only part I've seen.
There's a website out there called howitshouldhaveended.com. If you're listening to this now, wait till it's over, then go out and look.
Yeah.
They have the appropriate ending for the entire trilogy, the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Nice.
It's hilarious. The whole movie would have taken about 4 minutes after they got to Elrond's house. We made the fellowship, and then Gandalf says, I have an idea. And then they're all on the eagle flying over Mount Doom.
I have an idea.
And Frodo drops the ring, and Gollum comes out of nowhere, grabs it, and falls into the lava. And then as they're flying away, the two little halflings are going, oh, imagine if we tried to walk there. Hi! Yeah, one of us could have died.
Hi.
I have read the books. I know. I'm a Tolkien fan. Tolkien's sort of cultish for my taste. Like, you know, his fans are...
Hardcore.
On Twitter today, there was something, a fake AP style book. I don't know if you guys follow them or not. They make like funny faux journalism things. Like the AP style book tells journalists how they're supposed to do things. Mm. And they're like, remember, refer to the main character as in Doctor Who as the Doctor, not Doctor Who, because you really don't want letters from those people.
You don't.
Those. Capital those.
Yeah. Yes, but that's the same thing. Like Tolkien. Like, that's what I think of Tolkien fans is like those people.
Yeah. The good thing is a lot of them are dying off. You know, they're old now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But they're still the younger
they're Tolkien. Still plenty of people.
The family will always be around, and you'll never be able to call a halfling a hobbit in D&D because of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because really, that's what hobbits are. Yeah. Halflings.
Big fat lawsuit. So.
Halflings.
Halflings.
But you can call them that on this show.
Yeah.
So
what are they half of? Half human, half what? Brownie?
No, they're just...
Half-size humans.
A race of their very own. They're just
halfling.
Oh, okay. I thought they were like half-elf or something.
No, there are
half-elves. Half-human, half-elf.
There are half-elves.
Okay. But then they'd have pointy ears, and they'd only be sort of short. They wouldn't have big furry feet.
Gosh, your halflings, half-elves are like 5'6" in that area.
Wow.
So
I could be like a fat half-elf. A fat drow. Everybody
Kale
wants to be a drow.
That I would
okay,
make a good
what's
elf.
Up with that crap?
I think it's
what's up with that crap
skinny?
In D&D that when somebody wants to play like an elf, they want to be a drow? So what is with that?
It depends on the version you're playing.
Okay.
The benefits of being a drow are significant because you get better vision in the dark. You have spell resistance or magic resistance. So if someone tries to cast a spell at you, you can just resist it. No, you know what? Kiss my butt. You can't hit me with that.
So, what are the drow that are also part spider?
Oh, those are the Lothdrows, the Driders.
Driders.
They're not a playable race.
Yes. The only D&D I ever played was Eye of the Beholder on PC.
Okay.
Back in the early 90s.
Yeah. Beholders are scary.
I have never played any
I
D&D.
Actually had a character who got
I've never rolled a die for D&D.
It's,
ever.
Be a
it's
beholder.
Like,
I was,
it's like
I was
you guys
can
are
I
speaking
play as a Beholder
no,
in one of
no,
your campaigns?
Completely
no,
foreign language.
I don't do Beholders because they're too damn scary.
Fickle.
You guys could
I'll throw 5 and 6 dragons at a group.
I don't do Beholders because they're not real.
None of them are real. Elves aren't
it's
real.
Okay,
fantasy.
We're at game this Saturday, and I'm playing as a character under someone else's game for once, which is kind of nice because I haven't been able to play in so long. And he said, okay, well, this isn't like the real Aldrazar because that's the world that we're in.
Okay.
Okay, so we're in Abos, but it's not the real Abos. And I was like, you mean opposed to the Abos that I have, which is a fictional city as well? it's more fictional than my fictional? What
right.
the hell are you talking about?
You know,
right,
Corey.
Right now,
like alternate
having,
reality.
I mean, like, I have friends that gamed and all that stuff, but I've never done any of that stuff. So it's like right now this conversation around me could be happening in Russian. And I would have the exact same amount of understanding.
Well,
so
exact
like,
same
I'm the only one here that's played Hackmaster, so Aldrazar, Abos, all that, that means nothing.
What's Hackmaster?
Yeah, Hackmaster's a...
Is it GURPS?
No, it's a... Remember first edition, second edition D&D when TSR owned the franchise?
Right.
It was good.
Okay.
They...
Prior to third
Kenzer
edition.
And Company, a gaming company, bought the rights... To
that system because D&D was
system.
Converted over to the D20
system. The
third
system. Ed system is D20 and it's all different. So this is the old school way.
I kind of like the D20
that's
system
as much
for
as
a little
I know.
Bit, but then...
I know that Thaco is a funny sounding word.
I've never played Magic. I've never played any.
I learned comeliness comeliness was from playing D&D.
Comeliness is prettiness. Yeah, charisma is personality in Hackmaster.
And I also learned
in
the difference
D&D,
between...
charisma is beauty.
Wisdom and intelligence. Oh.
There's a pretty big difference between wisdom and intelligence.
Right, but I didn't learn that until I played D&D.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you know that you can play any of these games on our regular meeting nights at Central Court or Gamers every Wednesday and Sunday evening.
That's
so
a beautiful lead-in.
You guys
lead
do
in.
Some gaming of people
right
play
now
D&D
it's
either?
Mostly Magic, mostly card games. But we have a huge place with lots of tables, lots of chairs. So if you want to come down from 6 to 10 on a Wednesday night...
And meet and fellow geeks.
Meet fellow geeks, yeah.
Or nerds.
Yeah. Actually, I was telling a story. That story that I wrote to Wizards of the Coast.
Let's hear about this.
Little tiny excerpt of my story was a day that I was working at Excalibur Games, and it was a very warm day, and it was D&D day, and that was one side of the building. The other side of the building had Warhammer tables, and at the time there were Magic players standing there around playing, and I was at the counter. And warm day, D&D
you
people
worked at Excalibur?
Equals smell bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. For
yeah, it does.
Justin Whitlock for just a... Yeah.
Wow, you traitor.
No, there was no other store in town.
I'm just teasing. Go ahead. I remember this now.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so, you know, we had a can of Lysol from the bathroom, and so I took the can of Lysol. We had the fan blowing in the back room.
Yeah.
I stopped the fan in the direction of the D&D players and sprayed the Lysol at the fan. Yeah.
Do you remember
you
Devin
did
Walker?
The right thing.
Oh, Devin was bad.
We had
man.
To.
They should actually issue D&D players those little pine trees that you hang around.
Oh no! They're,
pine tree scented BO.
Some D&D people are great. There's other people that are.
I'm generalizing.
Yeah, I know.
You know that
a little bit. I like to think I smell nice.
Yeah, I bathe.
I like to set myself apart from typical gamers.
I am now the older D&D player, the people that I used to look at when I was a kid and think, "What the hell are they doing here?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always know a gaming convention or a gaming event when you walk in and there is that, what we call, gamer funk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that B.O. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and on the fourth day of Gen Con, Sunday, you know what these people have been doing. Oh, you spent all of your money
on
at
tacos.
The con. Oh, you didn't save any money beforehand for a hotel room, so you slept in your car.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
How about the guys that will get in line for the free T-shirts?
Just
and they will get right out of line.
Wear.
No, I've seen this. He would step 10 feet away from the line after grabbing his T-shirt and change his T-shirt because it was clean.
Yep.
Sad.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, you have the regular body smells, and you have the unclean smells, and you have the taco farts smells.
That basically is taco fart and Mountain Dew. That's gamer.
Yeah, and then on top of that, then you have virginity and desperation.
Typically,
which also have this very distinct odor.
You get that when you walk into my son's bedroom.
I might be unique.
Exactly.
I have women at almost every one of my game tables.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm overgeneralizing and I'm just teasing.
I mean, my feelings.
But Jamie, you're
right
one of
up.
Us.
I
you
mean,
can tease, like a fat guy can tease
that.
A fat guy and a scrawny
is
guy.
Is Amanda Chase
can tease
one of those gamers?
Guy.
Yeah, she games in one of my games.
Yeah.
We got her started on D&D.
We got us a Gretchen Lorehammer. In fact, the word of the night for the Wednesday game is Gretchen Lorehammer. And
so what's that mean exactly?
It's a person.
Where does she keep her?
No. Word of the night. So,
Xena
style? Any of my gamers that download the show, listen to it, and tell me the word of the night, we'll get a huge XP bonus because these guys are leveling way too slowly. They keep dying.
So I understand that one of your guys listened about something the other day.
Yeah, I didn't put a game of the I didn't put a word of the night in last week, and he literally quoted back a portion of the show that I forgot that I'd said.
Nice.
You mentioned Easter. Did anyone have anything? And I said, oh yeah, you know we're not very much for food.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you ate the whole pig, and I was like, holy crap!
Wow.
You get a bonus, man. You listen to the show.
Nice.
Awesome. He said, I didn't listen to the whole thing, and I said, don't tell me that.
Yeah,
he
nice.
Downloaded.
As far as I'm concerned, you did.
you win.
You know, it's creepy when listeners kind of go, you remember when you did this?
Yeah. No.
When I met Zerby.
Totally don't remember it. No, I was there and I don't remember it.
When I met Zerby, it was because he was doing, he has a podcast himself, the Zerbin Cast.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to interview me for the Zerbin Cast. And he was like, hey, can I interview you? And he's like, when he's interviewing me, he's like, okay, on this episode when you and Kevin were doing this.
Yeah.
And then Jamie
like
said
when
this.
Shatner appeared on Saturday Night Live, and he was at a convention, and this kid in the audience stood up and said, "In episode 36, when you were unlocking that safe, what was the combination?"
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how bad it was, I hear.
No, it was crazy. It wasn't bad. It was weird.
Hyper-focused on...
Well, it's just that he listened to
12.
Our...
Yeah,
that's my locker combination, seriously. That was my locker combination in high school, for real.
I don't doubt it.
Okay, anyway. So, no, really.
I don't doubt
it. So anyway, but no, it's just the weirdest thing, you know, that I mean, I imagine you've kind of felt that when they did that.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I used to be a stand-up comic back in the day, and I got recognized exactly twice for that. It is by and far the best sensation that you can have in a
being
bar.
Being recognized for something
not being involved in. One of the guys actually bought me a beer. And the rest of the group that I was with, they were like, "Where the hell did Corey go?" And they came and found me, and they're like, "Who are these guys?" And I go, "I don't care. They know me. They saw me doing comedy.
Yeah. I don't know them, but they know
these
me.
These guys love me." So
I had that experience when I was doing that Where's Jamie thing this summer, this past summer, where, you know, my picture's in the paper every Monday, and I was buying, like, cigarettes and beer, and someone's like, "Hey, I know you." And I'm like, "No, you don't." And they're like, "Yeah, you work for the paper." I'm like... Yeah, I do. And they're like, "You write that column," and it's like, "Oh, so I do." Cheers. At least I wasn't buying like Night Train or anything like that.
Jamie, you want to do a Where's Jamie segment for the show this year?
Maybe.
Or is that trademarked by the Gazette?
I think it's probably trademarked too. I'm really enjoying not humiliating myself for the amusement of tons of people I did last summer. Like, I'm not in any newspapers anymore. My picture's not all over the place. I sort of get to control my own...
destiny?
Like, I get to make a fool out of myself for smaller groups instead of large groups. Like,
nice.
Like, because the thing is, there's a whole school of journalism is you go do something that you know you're going to be terrible at so you can explain it because you know everyone else will be terrible at it, too. Yep. There's one thing I'm going to do this summer that I did last summer, and that's the hay bale toss. I'm back in training... I'm losing weight. I'm down 12 pounds, and I am going to be, 40 pounds lighter than I was last summer by the time the Solon Beef Day rolls around.
Right.
And I will be much stronger, and I'm going to throw that damn hay bale over the first one.
So are you doing that as part of your current job, or just to do it?
Just to do it. I swore to myself.
I am a man. I'm going to man up. I'm going to beat myself from last year.
I swore to myself that I'd be able to do that by that time. The next year, I swore that I would go back and I would clear the first bar, and I am going to.
I could just hear the Rocky theme song right now.
Yeah,
it sounds like something we need to do on remote.
Yeah, we do. Well, I tried to do it last time, but he freaking wouldn't take the remote.
Because I had a camera and a video camera, and also had to throw a hay bale.
Oh, you big wuss.
Maybe we should have someone else on the scene.
Yeah, I'd like to do a lot more of that.
I'll probably have
on
a new iPhone by then, because the new one will probably be out by that point in time. So we will definitely have voice recording on there, so I can record it on the, you know.
Well, I'm hoping to do a lot of more Can Man on the Scene type things with take the Trouble Mic out, like I did at the Cedar Rapids Independent Film Festival. And if you would like us, myself or any one of us, to be out there at your event to record it for posterity. Or posterior, whatever.
Posterior posterity.
I don't know. Anyway, that was stupid. If you'd like us to come and record at your posterior event, give us a call. You know, if we're available, maybe we'll show up.
Maybe we won't.
And if you're a fine-looking lady, you can send pictures of your posterior.
Nice. There we go. That's
if
how
you
it,
are
right,
hot.
For my Saturday game, the word of the night is posterior posterity.
There we go.
Very nice.
You can say it without stuttering, we're still going to make fun of you.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I think there's definitely lots of opportunity in this town for some live can.
Yeah, well, that was sort of why I did that last year, was because I got sick of everyone saying, "Oh, there's nothing to do in Iowa." And I'm still a tourist here. I've only been here 3 years. So, you know, I sort of wanted to put the lie to that. And I think I did
There's still plenty of opportunity, the sheer number of
bars in town should be.
Yeah. Well, you know, now that you don't have to go in and step 2 feet in and smell like a tobacconist, great. I love bars. No, you don't have to smoke. Walk through a cloud.
I can't smoke anymore.
I
can't
that.
Drink anymore.
You know, I have yet to go to dancers. without smoke in the building.
Is
I have
weird?
Yet to go to Dancers to go without
I
smoke
were.
In the middle. No, no.
I don't have any plans to ever go to Dancers again.
Dancers Ranch?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, one time, you know, back when we were regulars, it was the only place in town.
When we were kids.
Yeah.
But that place has a reputation of being the ghetto strip club.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, yeah, you got Woody's and that other place.
Yeah.
The Lumberyard.
Lumberyard 2.
Best
now, which one of them was in trouble? Was it Woody's?
Woody's.
Because
they had like a
17-year-old
or 16-year-old.
Yeah, she used a fake ID. I think they got out of that.
Oh
no,
no.
The trial's still
going to
coming.
Trial soon. Yeah,
because it's new or should have known. You know, it's not just not just you knew about it or it's you should have known about it. And it's like
you should have known that she was 17.
Yeah,
you know, one of my daughters is 17.
It's hard to tell the difference.
Dare you to tell?
Yeah, no, I know. And I think that's why that's how they charge them as new or should have known. But it's gonna be up to a judge or a jury about that.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know,
well, at least
it's a strip club. You know, they're gonna get the book thrown at them, and they should be ready for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it. You know,
fortunately, the book's not too bad for the charge they got put at. It's not
sure.
It's just gonna be a fine.
But
I mean,
yeah.
But you know, it is Iowa. It is the heartland. People here do have some sort of.
They're
morals.
Gonna appeal it though, because they can say they're a theater,
right.
And then the. The theater. There's no age limit on
the
theater.
That's the SoCo.
Look at the news every
that's
day.
That's the Southern
you know?
Comfort Theater for the Performing Arts trick. It used to be the Southern Comfort Strip Club, and then it became the Theater for the Performing Arts.
That's right.
Once they outlawed totally nude dancing in Iowa.
Yeah. Well, and that's the one place the sheriff's niece was 16 and got up on stage and got naked at this that one place in. It's down towards Davenport.
Yeah, Mountain that's the Joy. SoCo.
Is it the SoCo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's. What's the other one that's down there? Daisy Dukes or something?
Daisy Dukes is over by the Flying J truck stop.
Yeah,
wow, you guys know a lot about strip.
And then
I just know that there's two of them. There's
we
three
went
of
to
them.
SoCo.
Tuxedos. We went to Tuxedos once.
Well, we went to SoCo for my
free bachelor party.
I could go to a strip club as long as I was planning on not ever coming home.
Yeah.
See,
my wife wouldn't dig that.
My wife doesn't give a crap if I go to a strip club.
Remember,
I don't care for strip clubs.
You don't go there because, you know, why throw your money at something you'll never attain?
Exactly. Yeah. You go in there with $40 in ones in your pocket. You come out broke and wondering what the hell you bought.
Yeah, with a hard on.
Unfulfilled.
I'm 40. Yeah. That's not necessarily to
it depends on when he took the Viagra.
It's possible, I suppose. But yeah.
Anything can happen.
Anything
can.
I mean, really.
It's not hard yet, Lisa.
Keep going. Don't give up.
No, but that's
Grandpa.
No,
your bone.
When we were in college, you know, like once a year, someone in the dorms would, you know, get a stripper for someone's birthday, and it's like, great. So I spent $20 and got to go jerk off, just like every other night. Except I didn't spend $20.
Instead, I used the internet because
the internet is so awesome because you don't have to spend the $20.
Exactly.
It's phone sex. I mean, I'm paying you $4 and I'm still. Jerking on myself. What the
hell?
I don't even get to see it.
A minute.
And I don't think you'd want to either.
No, I'd imagine not.
No, I've actually.
We should do a phone sex minute.
No.
Yeah, but they'd have to pay us $3.95.
No.
So who's the operator? One of us guys, or should we have Elizabeth do the operator?
Oh, honey.
Hello. My name's Gert. You're so hot.
Oh,
I'm touching your penis.
Oh, over and over again.
I'm rubbing it up and down my massive melons.
They're
near my knees.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a corset from 1922. I wore it to my prom.
Wow. Wow, that's kind of hot. Do you have any perfume on?
Mostly just diesel oil.
Okay. Well, that's pretty descriptive.
It's very evocative.
Can you I'm done.
All right, laddie, you go ahead and have yourself a good day. Click.
You should have done 976 Seaman Show. that should have been your
Yeah.
We need some Bow Chicka Wow music under that.
Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
I bet Kevin has some on his.
Corey, that's going to have to be a regular segment
now.
That's
pretty good.
I'll come up with some more voices for you. We can't keep Gert up because, let's face it, she's old.
I'll have.
Gert's not long for this world.
I'll see if Zerby can make us some porno funk. You know,
That'd be awesome.
You know, 4 or 5 second. Bow Chicka Wow Wow. Chow Chow. And Kevin, if you hear this, you know, you'll get the email.
Just let us know.
Just listen. Shoot me an email if you hear that. So.
Shoot.
I'll get Doug Jackson to do Show's Hot Phone Sex Minute.
That'd be awesome.
Can Man Show.
That guy's got the greatest voice.
He does have a great voice.
Yeah. I saw him on Saturday. He's going to have to come back and visit us.
See, Saturday I was busy.
Friday.
Friday, I don't know what I did, but Saturday I was busy. Five children. We babysat five nieces and nephews from the ages of 3.5 to 8.
Wow.
Were any of the product, like four the product hours. Of
How
the
is your spine
porn
still
with...
attached to your
it's,
head?
It's pretty good. It was nice enough outside that we just ran them around outside.
There
you
go. You
know? I love kids. I love leaving kids more than I love kids. It's great. It's like, you know, like I was saying earlier, just shake the kids up and leave them back to mom. Like, here you go.
Pump them full of
like actually, a British nanny.
Alka-Seltzer and vinegar.
We actually ran the 3.5-year-old ragged, which was nice. Like the 3.5-year-old's like laying on the ground going to sleep when his mom got home.
I'm done.
But the 8-year-olds, they're like, blah! And they could have gone for another 2 hours.
Dude, my girls yesterday would not come in for anything. It was so nice. It was nice outside. Yeah. They just did not want to come in the house for anything.
Good.
We finally get
Stay
them down
outside.
To bed.
They can't make noise. They're quiet out there.
You finally get them down to bed, and then Zach is like, I'm hurting. Oh, good Lord. I've never seen. He put a hole in his bedroom wall. He was in that much pain. Like,
wow.
With what part of his body?
It was either his hand or his foot.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
Chad, how far through the wall did that hole go?
It went into behind the bathroom sink.
Could be used.
No, stop it. It's not a glory.
No kids, Dan. No kids.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Dan, stop.
That's
You're
wrong,
sick.
Man.
That's terrible.
I haven't let go of the porn minute. I'm sorry.
I guess not.
It wasn't a porn minute. It was the hot sex line
hot
minute.
Sex
the hot
phone
sex line minute, yeah.
Minute with Corey.
CM show.
With Gert. Thank you.
Gert.
It's too many letters.
Yeah, too many. That's all right, though. It's all right.
Gert wasn't so pert.
No, she wasn't. So we before the start of the show, one of my friends pointed out this YouTube video that I thought was just amazing. It was called Pixels.
Pixels.
Yeah.
And it is a video of basically
just
any,
watch it. Wow.
Any video games that you grew up with as a if you're our age.
Anything 8-bit. It looked.
What
like.
Is our
Attacking
age
New
there,
York,
Chad?
New York. Well, 37. 30-ish. 30-ish.
We're all.
Close enough.
Over 30.
I'm 33.
You're what, 30. 40 what?
40.
40? You're old.
I'm just 40.
So we've got a decade worth
I'm
of...
I'm 40.43. Yeah.
So those of you we've who are around the at the birth of video games, you know, and the what would you call it, the silver age of video games?
ColecoVision.
Coleco, yeah. I mean, I saw Frogger, I saw Donkey Kong, I saw Space Invaders.
Pac-Man,
oh, yeah.
Pac-Man.
I saw Breakout.
Breakout, yeah.
Tetris.
All these things attacking New York City... Beautiful, beautiful video. I'm going to put it in the show notes so you guys can check it out.
Fantastic digital animation. The concept's great, but the execution is really what makes that
amazing.
Oh,
yes.
Amazing.
When the Tetris blinked out and the building fell,
I watched it 3 times
just
to catch the stuff in the background.
The subtle stuff.
You know, like, and that's just it. Like, that attention to detail is what makes something go from, like, a great idea to just a brilliant piece of work.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that amazes me about Grant Wood's paintings.
Yeah.
You could see them from a distance and go, okay, that's American Gothic. That's a guy and a girl in front of a house. The guy's holding a pitchfork. Mm. When you look at it up close and you see all of the little details.
What he did to it, yeah.
The patterns in the guy and the girl's shirt.
Yeah.
The cracked and worn paint on the house. It's how much detail the guy put into that. Amazing. That's kind of thing that the people that put this video together that they did in this little dealie. I thought that was awesome. Couple things I want to mention before we go. I am addicted to Dublin City Pub's pizza. Their pizza is amazing.
I've never had it.
You have to try it. And I know I've mentioned it before on the show, their sweet St. basil kind of sauce. Yep. The pizza, I'm addicted to it. I went there a week ago Saturday, and then we went there on Thursday night, less than a week from the time we had it before, because it's that good.
So next week, if we're here and you haven't had a pizza by then, you'll be tweaking.
It'll be Dublin City, man. I normally you know, I love Xavier's.
Xavier's is very good.
I kind of like the new Domino's pizza. It's
better than Papa John's.
But it's almost too greasy though. The oil that they put on the crust now. No, it's they put oil on the crust.
I know, but you're not downselling it to me.
But no, but the Dublin City. Now I've only had their pizza, and I usually follow it up with a pint of Guinness.
Yeah.
So it's a pizza and a couple pints of Guinness when I'm there. But that place, not only have they got great pizza, but they have burgers and sandwiches. Who was it? Ryan and Lori, when they were there on St. Patrick's Day, had ordered nachos. The nachos plate they got was bigger than my board.
It was enough to feed the both of them.
No, the food there is fantastic. Three of them. I've never had their pizza.
Try their pizza.
Yeah.
Go check them out.
I'll have to.
Irish pizza.
I don't know if it's necessarily Irish pizza, but
it's just good.
There's nothing
pizza.
Irish about the place other than the decor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and Guinness.
Well, there's
yeah, but you can get Guinness at literally every bar in Cedar Rapids.
Jimmy Blake, Matt Blake,
unless it's St. Patrick's Day,
they run out. Jimmy is the most Irish man I've ever met.
He's from Ireland, isn't he?
Yeah.
But no, it's just like there. Other than the decor, there's nothing strictly Irish about the place.
Yeah. Irish cuisine is an oxymoron.
Right.
I've been there.
It's like British cuisine.
Yeah, but it's not something that you would.
I like it better than the Londoner.
Go out of my way.
I like it better than the Londoner.
I have yet to be to the Londoner. I need to get there.
I've heard nothing but good things about the Londoner,
except for the stuff that I've heard.
I'd heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard nothing but good things about the Londoner until my sister-in-law went and got the fish Reuben that Chuck recommended.
Yeah.
Not happy with it.
Really?
He was not happy
fish
with it.
Fish Reuben?
Sister-in-law, yeah.
Yeah, pass on that. I don't know.
That sounds like a horrible fate.
Well, she heard it, and she's like, that sounds great. And so she went and got it, and she's like, thumbs down.
Okay, if she heard fish Reuben and thought that sounds great, then she deserved what she did.
Yeah, there's something about
preaching to the choir about that.
Sauerkraut and fish.
Mm,
I don't think they have sauerkraut on it. I think that's not...
It's not a Reuben.
Yeah.
Well...
It's kind of like putting toast and...
If it doesn't have corned beef and Russian dressing
beef
on it,
it's not a Reuben. If it doesn't have a Thousand Islands dressing on it, I mean...
It's not a Big Mac.
I don't know. It's not a Big Mac.
Oh wait! Secret sauce.
Oh, did you guys see the Double Down from KFC?
No,
I saw a picture of it on ABC.com or something.
It's a joke come to life. It's like the food equivalent of snakes on a plane.
No, dude, they.
Oh, it's two pieces of chicken.
Fried chicken and cheese.
It's the bread. That's the bread. Is the chicken?
Do you know why they don't usually use fried chicken as bread? Because bread is used to cool the meat while you're holding it. And if the meat is hot when you're holding it as the bread,
well, it's got like a paper holder that you hold it in. But in between the two grilled chicken breasts, or no, fried or grilled, you can get it either way.
Yeah,
is bacon, cheese, and it's pepper jack cheese. It looks like
pepper jack and Monterey Jack and a cheese sauce.
It's a spiced mustard.
With bacon.
Sick.
So basically what you're saying is it is literally something designed to damage your heart.
Right.
But, you know, the good news is it has half the calories, or actually a third of the calories of a Big Mac.
There's no way that thing has fewer calories than a Big Mac.
It does.
Unless it's this big around. I'm just saying they're lying.
No.
Because they can do that.
Chicken has fewer calories.
The thing is the size of a quarter.
Well, yeah, that's true. Chicken does have fewer calories, but all that cheese?
Yeah.
No bread?
No way.
Well, no, bread is a carb.
Bread's calorically dense.
Yeah,
but I just have a hard time. It's bigger than a Big Mac.
How did we devolve into talking about?
No, it just foods? I love talking about food
because I eat in the kernel.
And I'm gonna have food for my birthday party.
That's gonna probably. Make me.
I don't like even food. Know if.
So do
we're
we need
have
to?
Party.
I know, Chad.
I've
we've been talking a lot about
35 pounds.
Ooh. I can tell.
Yeah.
It's all that D&D.
I can wear this shirt again. No, it's you know when I don't work, I don't
golf.
Eat. So
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're playing frisbee golf a lot.
You know, I've only played twice this season.
Oh, I thought you were playing it a lot.
I was going to go play today, but I had to go pick up my wife from work.
And then you
had
to come here?
Sorry, husband.
But I also know that we've been talking a lot about possibly going doing restaurant reviews and such.
Yeah.
So why don't we just put a shout out to any local restaurateurs?
Because I don't know if I want them to know we're coming.
I don't want them to know we're coming.
I mean,
if you want us to come out, let us know, and we'll pay a surprise visit.
We'll definitely say nice things.
If I'm going to do real restaurant reviews, I'm going to go with the whole family, going to
bring
the kids. You know, like we did the
Watch
Londoner.
Out, restaurants, we're coming.
Yeah.
Like we did the Londoner. You know, we're going to go in there with their families when they're busy, and we're going to see how they treat us and how the food is. And if it sucks, we're going to tell you. We're going to tell our listeners, and you know, if we're going to try the new places as they come up, or we're going to try some of the old places. Yeah. So we're hoping to do a restaurant a week. Something that the initiative I wanted to start a little bit, and you know, if I don't know how many of us are going to be able to make it every time we go to review a place, but yeah, you know, we're going to go and we're going to talk about it. Hopefully weekly, if not biweekly. You know, I'm tired of going to restaurants and it's sucking. And I'm a real man that likes to eat real food, and I don't like to eat the foo-foo crap. I don't want a plate full of kale, and I don't want that square plate with stuff fancily placed on my plate. I want a meal.
I want food, and I want it to taste good. Plate. We're straight-up Iowan boys.
Yes, you know? Feed me well.
I agree.
Jamie, you're new, but you still count.
I like the foo-foo stuff, but only if I get to eat the plate, too.
Right. You know, when they take those desserts.
And they have those little tiny, like the Zins, it's a small plate. I love that. Because you get full, but it's not that much food.
If it makes you full.
Good food.
If it's delicious, I'll eat it, and I love it, I'll talk about it. But, you know, I'm not going to go, and if someone comps me a meal, I'm not going to say, oh, that meal was delicious because you gave it to me for free.
Because you comped me for it.
But it always tastes better when it's free.
Well, yeah.
You know, the food was really good, but the servicer couldn't remember our names and kept bringing us the wrong stuff. And
yeah. I mean, I'm gonna mention those things. So, I mean, if you have a place that you'd like us to review that's not your own restaurant, let us know. That's better.
Good solution.
Got to close tonight's show with a little Jonathan Colton, just because I heard that on Current Geek, another podcast I listen to, it's got Scott Johnson and, what's his name from Buzz Out Loud? Tom Merritt. And they were talking about Jonathan Colton, because I play his songs. You know, if you listen to our episodes, we play his stuff all the time.
Yeah.
He got famous, really famous, because he did this song, Still Alive, from the Porthole video game. Portal.
Yeah.
Portal. Well, they are releasing Portal 2 soon, and he has been contracted to do a new song for the game. So the only way you could hear his song before was to make it to the end credits. Yep. So they're going to maybe do another type of thing this time. So to close the show, I'm not going to play Still Alive because that one you have to pay for. But I'm going to play I'm Having a Party. I'm Having a Party by Jonathan Colton. So if you like his stuff, visit his website, jonathancolton.com. You can get his stuff on iTunes or through my Amazon store if you go to thecanmanshow.com and click on Geek Shop. I'll be sure to place his music right up front.
Yeah.
And be sure if you are shopping on Amazon for that stuff to use the Can Man Show link.
Yep.
Yeah, use the Can Man Show link. All the stuff that's in the Geek Shop goes right to Amazon. If there's something that you don't see in the Geek Shop that you want in there, just send me an email, thecanmanshow@gmail.com. For myself and everybody here, thanks so much for listening.
If you like what you hear, make sure that you tweet about us at the Can Man Show.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And rate the show.
And rate the show on iTunes.
Please rate the show and Yelp.
Yeah, but thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Kevin Zerbe and Elizabeth again for the theme song. Thank you to Audible.com for sponsoring the show.
Thanks,
Audible. We love you.
This show was brought to you by Audible.com.
.com.
In the future, you'll have a link where you can get your download for Audible and sign up for special deals. Until then, click the link on the website, camandshow.com.
If you like,
this has been episode 82.
Cock and ball.
All right.
The time has come to celebrate my birthday. We just redid the basement, couch and all. You're all invited, even Mark Manelli. Just leave your coats and shoes in my front hall. We'll put on records and no one will dance. It's gonna be funny when Mark wets his pants. I'm having a party. Hey, you wanna sleep over? We're gonna eat candy and get headaches in the basement. I'm having a party. Hey, you wanna sleep over? We're gonna play sports. says he won't come down and punch me. And we can drink his 4-pack of champagne. Expect a visit from Fudgy the Whale. Ice cream and crunchies in his fudgy tail. I'm having a party. Hey, you wanna sleep over? We're gonna eat candy and get headaches in the basement. I'm having a party. Hey, you wanna sleep over? We're gonna play spin the bottle till it's time to go to bed. Share my sleeping bag. I'm having a party. Hey, you wanna sleep over? We're gonna eat candy and get headaches in the basement. I'm having a party.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Bacock!